We've got Dave on the line already. Dave, go ahead.
I told you I'd call you this morning and we could talk about how I used to be and how I feel now.
Well, that's right. I wanted to just make clear to people that David is a current patient of mine, and he has graciously willing to take some time out of his weekend to share exactly what's been happening with him. And you know, David, the first thing I wanted to say is, how did you originally hear about nutrition response testing and Health Matters?
Actually, it's very simple. I went to a community event where you and your wonderful staff were at, and you asked me questions, and I told you what my problems were, and you said, I think we can help you. Come on in and get tested. I came in, got tested, and it was very simple, very straightforward. And
any pain involved in the nutrition response testing evaluation?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good.
In fact, your staff were great. They said, hey, this is what we're going to do. They showed me what they were going to do. We did it, and absolutely no pain, and I wasn't worried about it at all.
What was your health concerns at the time, which had you looking for something?
Well, there were three or four main areas: migraines, low back pain, and neck pain are the three major ones. And as we go along, I can tell you how things have changed, because I was starting to sleep a little bit better, but now I don't even toss and turn when I'm sleeping. And it just amazes my wife that I've stopped tossing and turning.
So sleep or restless sleep was also one of the things you were concerned about?
Well, actually, I just wanted to be able to sleep all the way through the night without waking up for one reason or another.
Right.
And what's amazing is that one of the things I didn't come in for was allergies.
But you had allergies?
Oh, yeah. I've had allergies since I was a kid. In fact, I don't remember when it started, but it was probably before age 10. And I'd go out and mow the lawn for my dad, and I'd have to come in, and I'd end up putting cold washcloths on my forehead, and I'd take some honey and drink about 2 glasses of water. And in about a half hour, I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I'd be wheezing and my eyes would be watering. And over the years, I've learned how to, get better.
How to manage it.
How to manage it better.
Right, right.
And what I found is that the only time I have a quote-unquote allergic reaction to nature now is when I do something like clean out an entire garage and I've got dust up the yin yang, and when I come out, I've changed 3 color shades because of all the junk on me, and that's the only time I sneeze anymore.
That's amazing. And of course, the interesting thing about this, we need to actually take a quick break, David. So will you please hold? And because there's lots more to talk about. But I want to say that this is a very interesting thing. That so many people are managing a particular condition. In this case, it was allergies, and yet there are these other symptoms that are sort of more bothersome. Those are the things you're looking for, and yet the allergies just being managed. I want to kind of take a little side path here because. The topic for this particular show is ADD, ADHD. I know that you haven't been diagnosed with that, but do you know anybody who has?
Actually, I know several families that have children that have been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that, decades ago, this was a completely unrecognized, unknown a condition, and of course, leave it to our psychiatrists and psychologists to come up with all kinds of great diagnoses, like oppositional disorder and math dysfunction, and espousal, disorder, all kinds of crazy things. But there is a common factor between ADD and ADHD, and what was and what solved your conditions. You know what that is?
Sugar.
You win. You win. That is the cornerstone. And that's what I was saying. You know, it's right between your fingertips to your lips. And that is the deal. The deal is it's all about sugar.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So go back. Go back. You were just about to say it's amazing. So I did the evaluation and we uncovered some things about your current state, physical state. And then I basically created a nutritional healing program for you, personalized, correct?
That is correct.
And what surprised you about what was found?
I'd say how many of my endocrine systems were out of whack.
Right.
I knew that my adrenals were low, but I didn't realize how many different things were definitely out of whack and needed help.
And so we changed your diet pretty dramatically, didn't we?
Yes.
And what result with that?
I'm sorry?
What result with that? We changed your diet pretty dramatically and how, in terms of you beginning to change your, what you put in your mouth, and taking some supplements, some herbs to help address what we call the barriers to healing. And what result? What was your experience?
Well, I'm definitely healthier. I've had the side effect of losing about 25 pounds of body fat.
Oh my goodness! A side effect, an unintended weight loss. How wonderful!
Yeah. Well, and I mean because. I had a family member help me do some measurements, and so my muscles are, it's funny, my muscles are still the same size, still have the same strength, but I've literally lost I've lost almost 6 inches around the waist.
Wow.
And
I'm certain you're very unhappy about that.
Well, hey, I had to go out and buy some new pants. I had to buy a couple of new shirts, two new belts because I've lost so much. I literally, my pants, I was starting to look like those teenagers where their pants fall down.
Right.
Their underwear. It's like, my wife, that's not a good look for you, honey.
Well, what about the migraines? What about the low back pain? What about the neck pain?
Well, the migraines are completely gone. The worst headache I've had lasted a whole 5 minutes.
And how many of those do you get now?
I think I've had a total of two in the last 11 or 12 weeks.
And how many did you used to get?
Well, migraines were almost on a weekly basis.
Wow. Wow. And this is all just by getting a personalized nutritional healing program, all by you taking charge, taking control, which I must say you have done fabulously. Yeah, and eliminating sugar.
Yeah, I mean, the hard part was giving up my sandwiches because I love breads like Ezekiel bread and Dave Killer bread, but those are all full of grains that turn to sugar and my body just can't handle it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in all fairness, actually, all foods turn to sugar. It's the only fuel that the body can use. But the nature of the food itself, we call it. I don't know if you were familiar with it before, or you're certainly familiar with it now, and that's called the glycemic index.
Yeah.
And the higher the glycemic food, the more inflammation is created, and also the more insulin is produced, and then the more insulin resistivity is created, and so you have the recipe for all kinds of chronic disease. And of course, you can't restore the body's, in this case, thyroid, and the adrenals, which are the primary drivers of migraines. You understand that now?
Oh, yes. I definitely understand that now.
And had you done anything to deal with these migraines, with this low back and neck pain before you came to see me?
Oh, yes. I've been to see an allopathic doctor, which means just a regular medical doctor,
mm-hmm.
who prescribed Imitrex. And Imitrex worked great if I took it in the first like 15 minutes when I first started getting the tingling of a migraine, but it did nothing if I waited till it actually hit. And the other problem was that if you read the little piece of paper that comes with it, which unfolded to about a foot and a half long, it said death by heart attack, death by stroke, death by, you know, and it was, you know, they put it a little bit nicer than that, but what it all meant was there were about 23 items listed, and you know, kidney failure, death by heart attack.
Right.
Your heart blowing up, and it's like, I don't want to do that. And then I've also done acupuncture, which did actually help. Even when I was in the middle of it, acupuncture did help.
Right. Of course.
Done,
of course.
Pardon me?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, acupuncture is wonderful. I mean, acupuncture is wonderful, except the problem is that you actually really want to ultimately add a nutritional component to the situation, because what's happening is the endocrine glands, the thyroid, and the adrenals, which, as I mentioned, are the, you know, the drivers of things like migraines and digestive problems and allergies. And allergies. Basically, you've got to get the body to repair them, which is exactly what has been happening for you, hasn't it?
Definitely. And just so you're, you know, people listening, I mean, I was taking a multivitamin, I was taking all kinds of supplements, and some of them seemed to help me for a while and to work, as far as, you know, it seemed like I was getting a little bit better. But one of the reasons why I definitely wanted to come in and go through your program was that there was literally, I felt like there was something missing, because like I say, I do acupuncture, I do deep tissue massage, which, I mean, after I'm done doing deep tissue massage, I am a happy, you know, I'm a happy clam. I go to work and people see this big, huge smile on my face. They know I got my 2-hour deep tissue massage. You know, if I had that, I'd just be going home and going to bed. I'm saying, no, I'm happy, you know, between what I'm doing, what I'm eating and seeing Paul, and, you know, I just want to go out and play now.
Yeah, now it's changed. Instead of just waiting for after the massage, although, you know, I love massage myself, so, you know, I would definitely, you know, encourage you to get a massage now and again, but you don't, now you can go out and play, and you don't need to rely on that, you know, as often as you did, because things are actually improving from the root, from the ground up.
Exactly, and that's the real key, and that's why I'm so pleased with your program.
What was the most surprising thing about this sort of whole event so far? What was the most surprising thing to you?
How simple it is, because it's like eliminate sugar, eliminate these probably 4 or 5 things. Like, I can't eat eggs right now. And so on the one hand, it was very simple. There's not, you know, I mean, it's not like I have to remember to do, you know, one thing at 7 a.m. and one at 10 a.m. and do this at 5 p.m. and do this before I go to bed. There's none of that stuff. You know, it's not like, you know, you're trying to follow a medical plan. You're just doing very simple things.
And you're not starving, right?
Are you kidding? When my wife goes, do you think you have enough on your plate for dinner? Because my
wait,
plate is...
Wait. You mean you're eating more and losing weight, and your symptoms are going away, and you don't need the medications, and all because you're eating more? Of course, it's what you're eating, isn't it?
Yes, it has to do with what I'm eating, because I'd say about 90% of what I eat are fresh vegetables.
And, oh my goodness, not a fresh vegetable.
I know. It's and in fact, right this minute, I'm sitting outside Trader Joe's because when I'm done talking to you, I'm going in to go shopping this morning.
There you go. And it's not that, like you said, it's really not all that difficult, right? You just start eating fresh foods and you drop the sugars and refined foods, right?
Exactly.
Great. Well, what would you say to anyone out there who, you know, feels like they would rather not use medications, who feels like they've been thrashing around trying to find the answer, and who's willing to make changes with respect to their lifestyle? What would you say to them?
I'd say, go see Paul on Monday.
I really appreciate that. Just so you know, folks, we did not pay David for this.
he doesn't pay me. I pay him.
David, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling and spending some time. I really, really appreciate it. And I know others in our community who will be inspired by this will have appreciated it. So thank you very much and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.